kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
That feeling when things just fall into place? EasyCater.com gives you that for business catering. Find a reliable local restaurant and order online. EasyCater is there when you need them. Life's a little easier now because when you need food for work, you go to EasyCater.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We're getting better, 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 we're getting
better, we're getting better. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio when he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, what's going on, guys?
We are, you know, we're all feeling a lot better in Chicago because we saw Denver play last night.
Yeah, all of a sudden that doesn't look like an automatic loss on Sunday, right?
Well, I know Vic came out and said that he was disappointed but not discouraged. And, you know, we were reading some of the columns online and in Denver.
Boy,
they're saying
tank for Tua.
What a reaction to your first game, tank for Tua.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, there's going to be plenty of teams, I think, that are competing for that designation. And, yeah, it's so early. You got to throw out the first week. Now, it's never good to lose at home to a division rival like the Bears did last week, but still, there's 15 games left. All we know, if you lost this week, your best possible record is 15-1. And if you won this week, your worst possible record is 1-15. That's all we know at this point.
Do you know the Patriots are the best team in the league, Mike? Was that obvious on Sunday night? Because then they add Antonio Brown. How much better does he make them, or does he just give them a potential distraction?
I was stunned by the fact that the Patriots, who notoriously start slowly at the beginning of a season, and it takes them a while, and it's an extension of the preseason, and if you want to get the Patriots the time to get them, no. They destroyed the Steelers, and it was shocking to me that they won that game by 30 points, and they don't need Antonio Brown. And, you know, one of the things that Chris Sims says on PFT Live, because he spent about 18 months working for the Patriots, when you walk through the door there, you instantly sense the difference. And you know that they don't need you. It's palpable that they don't need you. They're going to be just fine without you. And, you know, will Antonio Brown work out? They wouldn't have done this if they weren't confident that they can make it work. For me, the real question is whether or not what we've seen from him when he's been trying to get out in Pittsburgh and trying to get out of Oakland is something that he can control. Is that a switch that he can flip? Or is it something that will pop up from time to time without warning? Because if it does in New England, I think he's going to get run out of there by Bill Belichick. But if he can consciously keep that turned off until he wants to turn it on, then he can be a key member of that team. And with Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman, Antonio Brown, my goodness, and then Gronk unretires. Holy crap, just give him the trophy.
You know, Dave Wanstead was telling us this morning that when Ocho Cinco was there, apparently, you know, it didn't last very long. And it didn't last very long because it wasn't Belichick that cut him. It was Tom Brady who noticed, hey, this guy's not running routes. This guy's not making the cut where he's supposed to. This guy doesn't know our playbook. And they got rid of him because I guess in that team, you can be cut by the head coach, obviously, or by the quarterback. And I know that Tom is embracing Antonio Brown, but, you know, he's got two masters now to please. It's not just one boss.
Well, if the quarterback doesn't trust you on any team, you've got a problem. But especially in New England, where there's extra deference afforded to, because he's earned it, Tom Brady. And, yeah, Antonio Brown had better take full advantage of the opportunity that he has and have the right relationship with Tom Brady. I remember back in March when Larry Fitzgerald said when Brown was trying to get out of Pittsburgh, he needs to be careful what he wishes for because he may not get a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger. And I can't help but wonder at some level whether or not Brown realized Derek Carr is not Ben Roethlisberger, and now he's got a guy who's better than Roethlisberger, and it would be wise for Brown to do whatever he has to do to keep him happy. And look at it this way. You can't run yourself out of three teams in 1 year and expect that someone else is going to want you. He's got to be running out of opportunities, and this probably for him is it. If it doesn't work for him in New England, who's going to want this guy? Now, I say that knowing that there are other teams that wanted him, and there's always a coach who's going to think, I can be the one to turn this guy around. And wouldn't it be great to show that even Bill Belichick couldn't get through to this guy, but I can? But I think that Brown, I'd like to think he's smart enough to understand that this is pretty much it for him.
Mike, in the first Monday night game, boy, did the Texans and the Saints entertain us. That was a great game, great finish. And yet the Saints fans have to feel like they're being targeted or picked on by officials. Al Riveron, NFL Senior Vice President of Officiating, admitted in the postgame pool report, officials improperly applied the 10-second run-up that cost the Saints 15 seconds. Did not affect the outcome, but it certainly has to make you wonder, is there any league action that can be taken? What do you think comes from this? And boy, that just, if you're a Saints fan, you feel cursed.
Well, any officials who are involved in mistakes like that end up being downgraded. They get in trouble. You can lose your job eventually if you have enough of those problems. But that 15 seconds or so that was taken away, that ends up keeping the Saints from having a closer field goal or maybe a touchdown opportunity in the first half. Now, the game worked out, and I will say this. If you go back and watch the last snap from scrimmage before the 58-yard game-winning field goal from Will Lutz, there were 6 seconds on the clock. Drew Brees threw a pass to Ted Ginn, who hit the deck, and there's a linesman who comes in, immediately kills the clock, like, you know, timeout now, timeout, timeout, make sure there's time left on the clock, the way he's waving his arms. We will not get out of here alive if that clock goes to zero and they don't get a chance to kick the field goal.
You know, one of the real standouts in that game to me was also just the idea that that it's not just Patrick Mahomes that was taken ahead of that the Bears missed on. Deshaun Watson was very good in that game, and he was in the medical tent a couple times early, and then he came out, and I think he finished with 3 touchdowns and an interception. When we start measuring Mitch Trubisky, you're always going to talk about Mahomes, but maybe we're going to regret Watson as well.
Watson is a guy who, to me, plays every down like he's late for a plane. Like, there's an urgency, right? There's an urgency to him that is there no matter what it is. First snap of the game, last snap of the game. And I think that served him well when he got to that, it didn't because they scored too damn fast. Who would have dreamed when there's 75 yards to go in 50 seconds that there would be an issue of the Texans leaving too much time on the clock? But it was 2 throws, 38 and 37. 75 yards covered just like that. The guy is incredible. Now, I do worry about his health, and the injury report this week is going to be worth keeping an eye on because he was in that medical tent twice. He got a blow to the knee when he was diving in for a touchdown. He was holding his lower back later in the game. So remember, I remember last year, nobody knew he was injured at all, and he had to take a Well, we knew that he was on the injury report, but we didn't know how bad it was. He had to take a bus from Houston to Jacksonville because he had broken ribs and he couldn't get in a plane and fly at altitude. So, you know, this guy will do everything he has to do to play, and he's not a big guy. And it's amazing to me how fearless he is, and it's also amazing how little the Texans have done to protect him. He still got sacked 6 times last night, and the guy they gave up a bunch of draft capital for, Larry Metunsil, did not look all that great.
Mike, strong report Sunday night on NBC about the Dolphins players after the 59-10 loss, calling their agents and telling them to get them out of Miami. The Dolphins pushed back a little bit, but certainly you could understand the sentiment among the players in that locker room if this is a season full of tanking ahead. How bad is it in Miami?
Yeah, Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald has a new item where he basically confirms everything we said on Sunday night, that there are players who want out. Look, you can't do a full season tank in the NFL. This trust the process crap that we hear from time to time in basketball, football is fundamentally different. You're asking guys to go out there and put their bodies at risk. You're asking guys to go out there and endure pain, play through injury, find a way to do everything they can to get themselves ready from one Sunday to play the next Sunday. You can't be entering into a season with this idea that we're tearing it down to build it back up. And no one's ever going to admit it publicly, but I guarantee you that's exactly what the Dolphins are doing. Even without all the circumstantial evidence that points to it, their owner has not been discreet about making it known that this is what they're doing. Sometimes you got to take your lumps because sometimes you got to do what you have to do to finally get what they haven't had in 20 years, which is a franchise quarterback. And I know that getting the first overall pick and taking a quarterback with the first overall pick is hardly a ticket to Super Bowl championship after Super Bowl championship, but it is a ticket to relevance. And I say all the time, you know, every team can say we want to win the Super Bowl. What you want to do is be in contention in December every year. And if you have a franchise quarterback, you're in contention in December every year. And that's what the Dolphins are trying to do, because when are they ever consistently in contention? They're typically forgotten. Their stadium is empty or close to it. And now they got the Patriots coming to town, and they're going to continue to trust the process while they get themselves in position to get to a Tua Tagovailoa or whoever it is that they want to get with the first overall pick.
I think there's a lot of coaches on the hot seat one week into the season, but maybe David's guy, Freddie Kitchens, is facing the biggest problem. That when you see that many penalties, that's discipline, that's coaching. I mean, does this guy have what it takes to turn this around now? We don't know anything about him as a head coach, and he didn't look like much of one.
Well, you know, it's funny. When he showed up for the arrival interview with Steve Wyche of NFL Network on Sunday, and I know this sounds extremely superficial, but there is a very strong degree of superficiality that goes along with being an NFL head coach. You have to look the part. He showed up clean shaven. And it's like, you know what? Maybe he's trying a little too hard to be what he thinks he should be. Just be who you are. Be you. Put that on the play sheet like Matt Nagy did. Right? What does this guy have to draw upon? He wasn't groomed to be a head coach. I hope he does well. The Browns fans deserve something more than what they've had ever since this team came back to the NFL in 1999. But I just feel like Freddie Kitchens, it's a work in progress, learning on the fly. He's got Steve Wilks that are helping him out, but he was one and done in Arizona last year. How much is he going to help, right? So I think that this is a huge challenge, and we've talked about this throughout the offseason. How will the Browns deal with adversity? Well, it's here in the form of a 30-point loss with more penalties than the Browns have had in a game since 1951, for crying out loud. So there's a lot to get under control, and three primetime games coming up in the next 4 weeks, starting with Monday Night Football, continuing with Sunday Night Football against the Rams, and then another Monday Night game against the 49ers coming up 2 weeks after that. And a lot of pressure on this team to turn it around.
Mike, before we let you go, nice to have you in town for the opener last week. What was your takeaway impression of the Bears in Chicago and just the whole experience?
Chicago is awesome. I had never been to Chicago other than to be through the airport. I got stuck at the hotel out there one night. I had never been to the city. Chicago is like New York where you can breathe, where the buildings are far enough apart where you can actually see them. The streets are wide enough where you feel like you're not cramped in. You can look up and see the sky and not just, you know, steel beams. And it's now, I can't vouch for what it's like in December, but in September, early September, it was spectacular. I had a great time there. Look forward to coming back. And, we really, really had a great time in Chicago.
Mike, I owe you dinner. If you come back, I'm going to take you out to dinner.
Well, that's good. I appreciate it. Just, stay out of the cornfields.
Will do. Hey, I started reading that book. I started reading the You Paint Houses book. After
it's an excellent, let me tell you, excellent book. Reading. And that movie, The Irishman, is going to be awesome, but I heard You Paint Houses is one of the best books I've ever read.
Yeah, I was really enjoying it. Thank you a ton for that.
Thanks,
see you,
Mike.
All right, see you.
Have a good week. That is Mike Florio. That is a really, the book is about, The Irishman is based on the Jimmy Hoffa disappearance, and it's about one of the guy that is allegedly killed him or has admitted to it, I guess. So it's in the book. I heard you paint houses would be what you would say to this guy, which meant, you know, I heard you kill people. And his response was, I do my own carpentry, which meant I get rid of the body.
Hmm.
So anyway, we were talking about it at dinner. He recommended it. I went home and started reading it. And unfortunately, work gets in the way, but that is it's a really good read.
That little thing called work.
I'd like to spend a lot of time reading if I wasn't watching so much sports.
And talking about it.
And getting an opportunity to talk about what
Floyer, liked his time in Chicago.
He had a great time. Yeah. Well, he went, you know, he had Bobby Vasilopoulos showing him around town.
Pretty good tour guide.
He got to see it all. All righty. We'll be back with Dan and Connor next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Joe Madden talks Cubs with Lawrence Holmes today at noon.
What's it been like to navigate all the interest in your job status?
Honestly, it's not that difficult. Theo and I and Jed and the Ricketts family, we're all on the same page with all of this.
Joe Madden talks Cubs baseball only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Cubs. A radio.com sports station.
Have you ever caught yourself saying, what can I do to make more money? Or how can we bolster revenue at our company? If so, IncomeStore.com has dozens of options that can help increase revenue for any business of any size. Check out IncomeStore.com to learn more.
Mully here, and last week I made the decision to start Nutrisystem for Men. I was ready to drop a few pounds, get my energy back. And this is just a weekend, and I've already gotten started. I feel my energy level coming back up. I'm looking at the scale. I'm seeing I've already lost 7 pounds. I can't believe I've lost that much in 1 week. It's been night and day, and I want you guys to know that you can do this too. Nutrisystem for Men is an easy way to lose weight and feel great, and it really does work, and you can see results in just a single week. Nutrisystem offers the foods you love, pizza, burgers, chicken parm, even ice cream. And Nutrisystem makes it simple and convenient with meals delivered right to your door. Their meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. All the work is done for you. All you have to do is eat and lose. Lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men. Right now, and click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page and use the promo code Mully. You'll get $50 off plus a week of protein-packed shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now on the radio icon. Hit it, and top right corner, use the promo code Mully, and you can get started.
You know what it takes to run a business, and at Fifth Third Bank, we're here to help make it happen. Our team of financial professionals offer guidance, support, and superior customer service to help you efficiently manage your business and its finances. Whether you're a company of one or a large-scale operation, Fifth Third Bank connects you with a network of seasoned, industry-focused professionals to provide tailored advice to help power your business forward. Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third means business. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Robbie.
And I'm Brett.
And I'm Dave, baby.
And we work with the great people at the Buffalo Bayou Partnership to protect and maintain the waterways in our community.
That's right, we do.
At American Family Insurance, we know that with the right support
and the right team,
any dream is possible.
Like our dream to have cleaner waterways in our hometown.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find your dream champion at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Celebrate the NFL's 100th anniversary with Pepsi. Look for the Tariq Cohen display at Pepsi retailers. 100 seasons, 100 reasons to celebrate. Be one of the 100 winners. Prizes include a meet and greet with Tariq Cohen and more. Pepsi, official soft drink of the National Football League.
Want to bet? The all-new sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago is your exclusive destination for all things sports betting. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets, turning every moment of every game into a chance for something big. So grab the crew, some tasty food, and place your bets at the one, the only, the sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago. Must be 21. For more information, see My Choice, Promotions, Cashier, or Club Hollywood. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
So I fill out your bank's mortgage application?
Can you believe these great mortgage rates?
I know. I'm really anxious to get going.
Okay, your application goes into my inbox and out of my inbox and into my outbox and out of my outbox and out to the bottom of the mortgage application review stack.
Where it's reviewed.
Where it's assigned to be reviewed.
Okay.
Upon review, it's forwarded to the pending inbox of the pending inbox approval partner's inbox, then outbox.
Sounds like it takes a long time.
No. It takes a really, really long time.
Right.
If your bank is backed up with long delays on your mortgage application, risking a great loan rate, call First American Bank. First American offers low rates, an easy application process, and fast approval, so you can lock in that great rate.
With our bank, you get reviewed, hopefully approved.
And if the great rate is no longer great,
screwed.
Right.
Let First American handle your mortgage needs. Low rates, fast approval, and outstanding personal service.